Audrey, spirit mother warrior, who took the name Gamba Adisa, meaning warrior, she who makes her meaning clear. Audrey crystallized language for us, revolutionized our theory, thinking, gave us hope, and told us there were others out there like ourselves. This excerpt is from Poetry Is Not a Luxury. The quality of light by which we scrutinize our lives has direct bearing upon the product which we live and upon the changes we hope to bring about through those lives. It is within this light that we form those ideas by which we pursue our magic and make it realized. This is poetry as illumination, for through poetry we give name to the nameless. We birth our idea as knowledge precedes understanding. I speak of poetry as a revelatory distillation of experience. For women, then, poetry is not a luxury. It is a vital necessity of our existence. It forms the quality of light within which we predicate our hopes and dreams towards survival and change. First made into language, then into idea, and then into more tangible action. Poetry is the way we help give name to the nameless so that it can be thought. The farthest horizons of our hopes and fears are cobbled by our poems, carved from the rock experiences of our daily lives. The white fathers told us, I think, therefore I am. The black mother within each of us, the poet, whispers in our dreams, I feel, therefore I can be free. Poetry coins the language to express and charter this revolutionary demand, the implementation of that freedom. If what we need to dream is discounted as some feeble luxury, then we give up the core, the fountain of our power, our womanness. We give up our future worlds. For there are no new ideas, only new ways of making them felt, of examining what those ideas feel like being lived on Sunday morning at 7 a.m., after brunch, during wild lovemaking, at times of war, giving birth and mourning our dead, while we taste new possibilities and strengths.